Modern Treasury launches instant microdeposits. U.S.-based payments platform Modern Treasury has launched instant microdeposits leveraging the Federal Reserve, SFedNow, and real-time payments. ANEXT Bank launches API repository to boost financial inclusion for SMEs. Singapore-based digital bank ANEXT Bank has strengthened financial inclusion with the launch of its ANEXT program and welcomed three new platform partners. Iceland's Landsbankin launches PIS and is offering. Iceland-based Landsbankin has pioneered open banking in Iceland with payment initiation services, PIS, and aggregation services, as powered by Moneyga. Bluevine launches business banking plan. U.S.-based digital banking platform Bluevine has announced the launch of Bluevine Premier, a new business banking plan designed for small businesses. Wise stops accepting new UK and EU customers due to capacity issues. UK-based money transfer fintech Wise has stopped onboarding new business clients across the UK and Europe because of high demand. BRDGE integrates Visa installments into Kenwood Travel. UK-based payment orchestration provider BRDGE has integrated Visa installments into Kenwood Travel for an optimized customer checkout experience. Zoop becomes a licensed payments institution in Brazil. Brazil-based financial services company Zoop has become a licensed payments institution following an authorization from the local central bank. RTGS Global announces partnerships with three banks. Financial Market Infrastructure, FMI, for cross-border settlements RTGS. Global has partnered with Olive Bank, Bank Arvind, and Universal Capital Bank to simplify the company announced pilot agreements with Olive Bank and Bank Arvind in Tajikistan, and Universal Capital Bank in Montenegro, with the three banks being set to run pilots with RTGS. Global. Payable partners with Gunna Order. Paytech company Payable. MasterCard partners with Atu. MasterCard has announced that it signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MO, with Atu in order to optimize payment access across GCC through MasterCard Gateway. SuitsMe partners with Jumio. Alternative banking solution SuitsMe has partnered with U.S.-based identity proofing and compliance solutions provider Jumio to support the underbanked population in the UK. FCA adds Metrobank to its financial crime watchlist. The Financial Conduct Authority has announced the inclusion of the U.S.-based Metrobank to its financial crime watchlist, with plans to keep it under supervision. Iceland's Landsbankin offers open banking-based payment initiation and aggregation services. Iceland's largest bank Landsbankin today announces it is leading the way in open banking innovation by becoming the first bank in Iceland to offer its customers payment initiation services, PIS, and aggregation services, ICE. Klarna adds to retailer marketing and revenue suite. Klarna, the AI-powered global payments network and shopping assistant, today announced the expansion of its growth tools for retailers and creators to help them engage with their audiences in more effective ways and enhance the shopping experience for consumers. RTGS Global signs three new banks. RTGS Global, the next-generation settlement company revolutionizing cross-border payments, has today announced landmark pilot agreements with three more banks as demand grows for its cutting-edge settlement service. TD Securities joins Paxos Settlement Service for commodities. Paxos, the leading regulated blockchain infrastructure platform, has announced that TD Securities has become the latest financial institution to join the Paxos Settlement Service for commodities. Authlete and SBI Digital Asset Holdings sign Digital IDMO. Authlete, Inc., a leading software component provider for API security and digital identity, and SBI Digital Asset Holdings Company, Limited. SBI DA, the digital asset arm of the financial services conglomerate SBI Group, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MO, to deepen their existing partnership and together explore opportunities in digital identities and decentralized identifiers, DIDs. International crypto tax evasion deal agreed. Nearly 50 countries, including the US, UK, Brazil and Japan, have signed up to new standards starting in 2027 designed to combat cryptocurrency tax evasion. Why the rise of real-time payments requires firms to embrace a modern cloud platform now. Time is money, and more consumers and businesses want instant payments. Spryker partners with Vertex for global tax compliance. Enterprise commerce platform Spryker has partnered with US-based provider of indirect tax technology solutions Vertex. MasterCard partners with Dubai Islamic Bank. MasterCard has collaborated with Dubai Islamic Bank in order to introduce cross-border payment services through digital channels across multiple countries globally. Paysafe equips Fanatics Sportsbook with all-inclusive payment solution. US-based Fanatics Betting and Gaming has partnered with Paysafe to integrate card payments and other alternative payment methods, APMs. SAB partners with MasterCard. Saudi Awwal Bank, SAB, has partnered with MasterCard to provide increased access to secure digital transactions across the region. Bithum eyes South Korean IPO in the second half of 2025. South Korea-based cryptocurrency exchange Bithum has revealed its plans to go public in the East Asian country. SC Ventures partners with SBI Holdings. Singapore-based SC Ventures has partnered with SBI Holdings to establish a digital asset joint venture investment company in the UAE. CBOE to launch trading and clearing in margin futures on Bitcoin and Ether. CBOE Digital today announced plans to launch trading and clearing in margin futures on Bitcoin and Ether, beginning January 11, 2024. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.